How Dandy Got Home. It was time to go home from the picnic, and the cars were waiting for the boys. Joe could not find Dandy anywhere. He called and called, but the little dog did not come. All the other boys helped Joe look for Dandy, but no one could find the little black and white dog, and at last Joe had to go home without him. "Maybe Dandy is not lost," said one of the boys. "Maybe he went home." But Joe did not find Dandy at home. "He may find his way home tomorrow morning," said Joe's father. Joe shook his head and said, "It is too far for a little dog like Dandy to find his way home. Oh, dear! I wish I had never let him go with us." His mother and father were very sorry for Joe. "Come and eat your supper now," said his mother. "We will all look for Dandy in the morning." But Joe could not eat his supper. He was thinking and thinking about his lost dog. "Poor Dandy," he said. "I did not take very good care of him. Maybe I'll never see him again." Just then he heard the telephone and ran to answer it. A man was talking. "Hello," said the man. "Do you people own a little black and white dog? A boy told me you had lost one." "Oh, yes," said Joe. "His name is Dandy. I lost him today at the picnic." "He is here at my house by the park," said the man. "I must go away now, and I don't know what to do with him." "Wait a minute, please," said Joe. He called to his father, and they talked for a minute. "I'll try it," Joe told his father. Then he took up the telephone again. "Hello, sir," said Joe. "Will you please take Dandy to the road near the school? I think he can find his way home from there. But I want to talk to him first. Can you put him up to the telephone?" "Just a minute," said the man. Then he called. "Here he is." "Hello, Dandy," said Joe. "Bow wow, bow wow," answered Dandy. "Come, Dandy," said Joe. "Come home." The man said, "Dandy heard you. He is trying to get out of the house. I'll take him right down to the road and start him home. Goodbye." Joe went to the window to watch for Dandy. "I wonder if he will find the way," he thought. He waited and waited and watched the street from the window. At last he saw something. A little dog was running down the street. Yes, it was Dandy. Joe ran to open the door. In a minute, the tired little dog was in his arms. "If you should get lost again, Dandy," said Joe, "be sure to go to a place where I can telephone you."